You are as great as you decide to be. With that said, people will believe about you whatever you appear to believe about yourself. But notice something. Both of these ideas put the emphasis on you, what you think, what you believe. What the inward man thinks, the outward man listens to. What the inward man speaks, the outward man hears and follows. Oftentimes, people who lack self-esteem and self-confidence don't understand the gravity of the key word, self. It amazes me how much validation one might give to another's uninformed opinion of them. They certify the thoughts and judgments of random people about them as truth. Once they've qualified the unqualified, they sit many times frozen in fear, just trying to duck and dodge more judgment from others without properly rejudging themselves. I remember in the 90s, all these people started getting tattoos that said, "Only God can judge me." I'm sure the tattoos were inspired by Tupac, but he wasn't the first person who said it. Anyway, I noticed that generally, the people who got these tattoos were the people who were also living the sketchiest lives. They were rebels, and many times they were the people who were living the type of lives that they themselves weren't proud of. Anyway, I couldn't help but think that getting that tattoo seemed to be a lot of work to convince yourself that you don't care about the opinions of others. Truly confident people don't really give a fuck enough about the thoughts that other people have of them to even try to send a message about not caring. Why a tattoo message for them? And they, and he and she? Fuck them. They make no display, they don't wave their middle fingers around. They just don't care. It was then that I realized that the people who generally may have a problem with a lot of judgment from others have problems adequately and intentfully judging themselves. The mask of shame is often rebellion. We seem to fear the opinions that confirm our own insecurities. Truthful insults are the ones that hurt the most. You know, the bad things that we already thought about ourselves being said by someone else. That in itself can totally obliterate our self-esteem. Some for a day or a lowly moment, but others for a lifetime. It's not when they think badly of you, but when you think badly of you that makes judgment and criticism so hard to bear. So destructive. And it makes sense, because self-esteem is the result of being in agreement with yourself. So the key to self-esteem is doing things every day that you yourself can be proud of. Being a person every day that you yourself can be proud of. Living a life that you can be proud of until you're proud of yourself. So many people do nothing of substance with their days and then wonder why they don't feel more proud of themselves. You can't change the way you feel if you don't change the way you live. If you don't change your day-to-day habits. You can't live your life day by day with a TV show or seeing a person being the only thing you look forward to. We aren't just here to work, pay bills, have sex, and die. We have a purpose. Self-esteem is earned, but not in a traditional sense. It's earned by making sure that you are good enough for you first and not anyone else. Think about it like this. If you had a favorite TV show, you would argue, at least in your mind, with anyone who didn't like it or agree that it was awesome. But for some reason or another, people don't often seem to give themselves that same amount of loyalty that they would give a favorite TV show or a favorite basketball or football player. The understanding, the patience, or the empathy that they would normally give a favorite thing or a favorite person, they refuse to give themselves. They reserve that loyalty for outside things. To be quite honest, I've met way too many people who thought about killing themselves just because someone else didn't like who they were, or someone else didn't think they were worthy. Oftentimes, when I ask people like that, "What do you think about you?" they can't even answer the question, or they just regurgitate whatever insults and disrespect they've been on the receiving end of. The things they've heard from the small-minded people around them. The people whose goal is to shrink their self-esteem in the first place. People who oftentimes aren't even worthy or credible enough to judge anyone. People with mental health disorders and self-esteem issues themselves. It's almost like when sick people cough and don't cover their mouths. Pretty soon, the people who spend the most time with them are sick too. Mental and emotional health sometimes work in this same way. But instead of an airborne pathogen, they cough out self-doubt. They cough out negative self-talk, hatred, abuse, uninformed opinions about you. Judgment, condemnation, and other shit that lives inside of them that they will pass on to you. It's just a bunch of shit that they infect you with because you stood too close. Self-hate is a disease that gets passed around like the flu. For some of you, self-esteem can be found by removing the mentally sick and abusive people from your lives, by cutting the toxic people off, and reassessing yourself, and potentially rebuilding yourself. Recently, a lady that shall remain anonymous wrote me about a guy, as thousands have. And in that email, although it didn't have much to do with her questions, she inadvertently revealed her insecurities about her own body, and her career, and her finances. And maybe in an attempt to avoid being judged by me for having mentioned her weight, she said, "Oh, and don't worry, I love and accept my body." Then later in that email, she mentioned her weight again. Neither time was her weight even relevant to the story. She was asking me about a man when she had a much larger issue on her hands. So, in so many words, my response was this. "Listen, your story didn't have much at all to do with your weight, but you mentioned it twice in this email. That tells me it may be a source of insecurity for you, and it may be holding you back. You know, it's one thing to say you love and accept your body, but it's a whole nother thing to actually feel that love and acceptance. The only things in life that you should quote unquote accept are the things that you cannot change. You have dominion over your body, so you don't have to accept it because you control it. Just like you control your relationships and who you give your time to. I think your bigger issue here isn't the guy from your past, but the fact that you've been accepting shit that you have the power to change for so long. You control your weight, you control your career, and you control your finances. Life isn't happening to you, it's happening through you. So take control." Now, for what it's worth, I did address her actual questions about the guy, but what was beaming to me in that email was the fact that she did not have control over the things that were hers to control, and the things that were bothering her the most, causing her to stay in such a toxic relationship, had more to do with how she felt about her, not about what was happening to her or what that guy was doing to her. I hope she appreciated my email. I think she did. But it brings me to something. A lot of people who are broke want money, but they don't do what it takes. They won't save or invest or start a business or further their education to get a job if it requires that. People who are out of shape, including myself sometimes, may want fit bodies, but they don't do what it takes. They don't structure a meal plan. They don't cut their sugar. They don't work out. Whatever the challenge, people will have a list of many, many reasons why this is their reality or why they can't overcome. They focus on why not instead of how can. And they are often offended at the notion that they can do anything better than they already have or that they have improvements to make at all. How dare you? How dare you suggest that I can be better or do better? You don't understand. In fact, the words that you need to do better are often like fighting words to them. Know this, you get to keep every insecurity and every inadequacy that you fight for. Every inadequacy that you defend will make a permanent home with you. People are so busy getting offended on behalf of their worst qualities that they haven't even thought to change them. They are so busy feeling feelings that they haven't taken any action to change the things that they fear may bring them judgment. Many find themselves in toxic environments, impoverished communities, in shitty jobs they hate, in poor physical health, in terrible relationships, and the list goes on. Much may have contributed to you getting there, but it doesn't mean you don't have the power to get out of it. A lot of people want better self-esteem, but day in and day out, they do things that they themselves aren't proud of, things they wish they didn't. They don't stand up for themselves. They constantly give in to their vices or their addictions. They're unproductive. They entertain toxic people and relationships. They themselves do toxic things. They burn bridges. They lie. They cheat. They quit. They fail to take control. They take shit from people. They let their health go. They go to jobs they hate every day. They fuck people who don't love them. They use. They get used. They make excuses. They live in fear of defeat. They don't try. They don't live out loud because they're afraid to embarrass themselves. They break promises to themselves and they fill their day-to-day lives with regret. To be quite honest, it's not surprising why so many people deal with self-esteem issues. If any of these behaviors become habit for anyone, a person's self-esteem will flee them like a deadbeat father. Self-esteem dies where these habits make a home. These habits cannot be a lifestyle. People be like, "Oh, that's just how life is. You gotta accept it." Bullshit. You don't have to accept anything that you have the power to change. You accept your height. You accept your background. You even accept the energy or the attitude of others. You don't accept your failures. You improve them. at least if you want self-esteem. People often ask me how to get better self-esteem. My constant and consistent answer to them is go be a person every day that you can be proud of. Every day, make decisions that your future self will thank you for. If tomorrow you woke up as someone you admired, what would that look like? How would that version of you speak and act? What kind of impressions would you make on those around you? What kind of impact would you make? How would you present yourself? What kind of people would you have in your life? Who would be allowed in your life, and how would those people treat you? Listen, your actions and non-actions greatly influence your self-esteem. If you want better self-esteem, then go do shit about the shit that bothers you about you. You don't need easy, you just need possible. And everything is possible. You just have to make strong decisions day in and day out. Just don't quit. Anyway, I hope that helps. That's all I got for now. Follow me at KevHig24 on Instagram. I'll get with y'all later.